Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, August 31st. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a top education official expresses concern about the physical attire of some teachers in Dominica. Reports indicate Venezuela detained and plans to expel a Qatar-based Al Jazeera television crew. And Theresa May says no second referendum on Brexit and UK must focus on opportunities outside of the EU. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details after this.
Need cash? No worries. Get a ready cash loan from Quartz today for whatever you need. Up to $6,750. No security needed. And up to 36 months to repay.
Whoa.
You don't have to be an existing Quartz customer to enjoy Quartz Ready Cash.
Don't bother trying the rest. Come check out the best. It's quick. It's easy. It's affordable. Quartz Ready Cash. Up to $6,750 in cash. Visit a Quartz store today or call us at 448-7655. For more information, getting cash has never been so easy. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash.
A top education official is concerned about the physical attire of some teachers in Dominica. Assistant Chief Education Officer Dr. Jeffrey Blaz says this will be a topic of discussion during the two-day orientation sessions which got underway at the Newtown Primary School Tuesday morning. The Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development is hosting orientation sessions for new teachers ahead of the new school year. Dr. Blaz says teachers have to view themselves as top professionals and as such their physical attire should reflect that.
One of the areas that we're going to be talking about a lot during the today's session is how teachers present themselves in terms of their attire, their dressing. We want to ensure that teachers view themselves at the top of the professional scale and therefore they portray themselves in that regard. And once you see an individual, you say, this must be a teacher because the way the person carries themselves. We are not very, very happy with that, and we are going to be talking a lot about that in the today's session to ensure that our teachers take on the role as true professionals.
Dr. Bless says this concern comes from personal visits from staff of the Ministry of Education to different schools.
Not necessarily reports. We at the Ministry of Education do a lot of classroom visits. We do support the Ministry of Education is responsible for supervision and support of the education system. Supervision really is to ensuring that the requisite protocol is formalized and teachers are engaged. Support relates to the fact that teachers are getting the requisite assistance that they need. Look, when we do our classroom or school visits, we see things. And although this workshop is routine in the sense that we expected to do it as a proactive measure to ensure that teachers are adequately prepared, but in terms of our own observations, you would enter a school and sometimes principals give us feedback as well that some teachers are not appropriately attired for delivery of the education, and it can be sometimes distracting to students. So this is definitely something that we'll be sensitizing teachers about and discussing in more detail during the two-day exercise.
Director of Trade Mathan Walter is expressing his disappointment in the lack of interest shown by the private sector as Dominica seeks to enact a new consumer protection law. The Ministry of Trade, Energy and Employment, in collaboration with the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, under the CSME standby facility funded by the EU, has been hosting a two-day workshop with stakeholders to discuss consumer protection law and policy. Walter says Dominica cannot have a comprehensive and balanced consumer protection regime without active involvement from the private sector.
I want to take this opportunity here to say to the private sector that we cannot have a comprehensive and balanced consumer protection regime without your active involvement. I say this because the Ministry of Trade has been awaiting a show of keen interest by this sector where these issues are concerned. The private sector consultancy did not allow for all the well-thought comments to have been given. And we did have a private sector consultancy where we invited the CSN unit to come to Dominica and to impact knowledge. We also placed the bill, the two bills, on the consumer protection, on the Dominica website. And we all only got comments from two stakeholders. And there's a large amount of private sector entities in Dominica. When I look at the list of manufacturers, for example, it is wide. And when I ask for the latest list to have been made available to me, it has not changed. It has become more. So there are sufficient people involved in the productive sectors who can take some time out and give comments on a bill that is going to, at the end of a long day, affect you.
Walter says all efforts are being made to ensure no Dominican says they are not aware of the bill's existence.
We are working purposefully to ensure that by the passage of the relevant bill, no Dominican should conscientiously say that they are not aware of its existence, which is something that we find happen all the time. During the time when the ministry gives a call, or the government agencies or departments gives a call for the private sector, and most especially the private sector, to come to have discussions on issues of relevance to development and to the country, they don't come. And when the legislation or the policies put in place, then you have people saying that they don't know. So we don't want to go down that particular path. And what we are doing is ensuring that we call on you consistently to come to those sensitization efforts, to come to those capacity building exercises, and to be involved in the process moving forward.
The body of a man from Pilat Sufre, identified as 70-year-old Alphonsus Daru, was found in waters off the coast of Casabruz yesterday. According to a police report, Daru was said to have gone rock fishing on Saturday. However, when he did not return, his companion alerted the authorities. Unsuccessful search parties were conducted until yesterday, Tuesday, when the partly decomposed body of Daru was discovered in the water of Casabruz. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more in this report.
The lifeless and partly decomposed body of an adult male was fished out of the sea at Casabruz on Monday, the 29th of August 2016. The body was identified as 70-year-old Alphonse Daru of Pilat Sufre. It was reported to the police that Alphonse Daru had left his home for rock fishing about 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 27th of August 2016, and was not seen or heard from since. The marine unit, family and friends commenced a search both on land and out at sea. The body of Alphonse Daru was examined and officially pronounced dead at the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital by a medical doctor. A coroner's inquest will be convened. Investigations are ongoing.
Ken Vic Victor of Salisbury is nursing gunshot wounds at the Princess Margaret Hospital. According to police reports, Victor was shot in the chest and left arm by an unidentified individual in Mero on August 28. Police are conducting investigations into the matter.
One adult male of Salisbury is presently nursing gunshot wounds at the Princess Margaret Hospital. It is alleged that about 11:15 p.m., on the 28th of August 2016 at Mero, 35-year-old Kenvic Victor of Salisbury was shot in the chest and left arm by an unidentified individual. Victor was transported to the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was examined by a medical doctor and admitted. Investigations are ongoing.
Meanwhile, Kieran Morancy of Salisbury is also nursing a gunshot wound at the PMH. According to police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist, the 24-year-old Morancy was allegedly attacked in Salisbury by a member of that community on August 29. In his attempts to flee his attacker, Morancy also sustained a dislocated shoulder. Police are soliciting the assistance of the public in these matters.
24-year-old Kieran Morancy of Salisbury is presently nursing a gunshot wound at the Princess Margaret Hospital. It is alleged that about 12:15 a.m. on the 29th of August 2016 at Salisbury, Kieran Morancy sustained a gunshot wound to his right arm. Morancy was attacked by an adult male of the same community. He also suffered a dislocated left shoulder while attempting to escape his attacker. Morancy was transported to the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was examined by a medical doctor and admitted. Investigations are ongoing.
Residents of La Plaine have been expressing outrage in the manner in which pig feces are allegedly running off into the Tiberi River from a pig farm owned by Dr. John Tuse. Dr. Tuse has described these allegations as baseless. However, some La Plaine residents appear to be calling on their MP to join a chairman, Jason Fontaine, and the La Plaine Disaster Preparedness Committee in their efforts to improve that situation, which may be affecting their livelihoods. Meanwhile, chairman of the La Plaine Disaster Preparedness Committee, Jason Fontaine, is calling on DOASCO to investigate the use of water on the farm operated by Dr. John Tuse. Fontaine now claims that Dr. Tuse is abusing the use of water on his farm, as he knows he is not being billed for it.
DOASCO is not even charging him for water. And that is something, again, that DOASCO should look into. DOASCO is not charging him water, so he's using water like randomly, like just out of spite and wasting water. And the continuous flow of water and the continuous source of pigs, and this man just had pigs there like crazy. He has male pigs, his female pigs, making little ones, he's increasing. Then he got the stop order. Instead of he decrease, he increased.
In other news this afternoon, Venezuelan authorities detained a television crew from the Qatar-based news agency Al Jazeera at the international airport outside Caracas and planned to expel them, a local journalist union said on Tuesday. The Al Jazeera workers, who had arrived on a flight from Colombia, reportedly to be deported back to Bogota. Venezuela's opposition is expected to hold a rally in Caracas on Thursday, demanding a referendum be called for the resignation of President Nicolas Maduro, and the Al Jazeera crew plans to cover Thursday's march. As Theresa May has said, the UK must focus on the opportunities on offer outside the EU, as she reiterated there would be no second referendum on Brexit. The Prime Minister is meeting cabinet colleagues at Chequers to discuss developments since June's Brexit vote. She told them that the UK would not stay in the EU by the back door, and she was committed to making a success of Britain's new role in the world. Mrs. May said talks of the rest of the EU will not begin this year. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. A top education official expresses concern about the physical attire of some teachers in Dominica. Reports indicate Venezuela detained and plans to expel a Qatar-based Al Jazeera television crew. And Theresa May says no second referendum on Brexit, and UK must focus on opportunities outside of the EU. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.